This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Cowboys defensive lineman Solomon Thomas set to join us here in just a second. The segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first. 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today. carsforkids.org. Yeah, at a Coppell High School, Stanford, third overall pick, the 2017 draft, signing on with the Cowboys here just a month ago. Solomon Thomas joining us now on your home of the Cowboys. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing wonderful, thank you. Well, congrats on coming to play for the hometown team, man. That's got to be exciting for you and your family.
It's so exciting, you know, just growing up in Coppell and then, you know, having a career where I haven't played in Dallas since high school and coming back in my ninth year at NFL is, it's like a dream come true. So, you know, happy to come home, happy to be a Cowboy. It's all been amazing.
Now, being the new guy, being a veteran, how do you look at leadership coming into a situation like this? Are you that guy?
Definitely. You know, you can be a leader and not say much. You know, that's a misconception in sports and in life. Sometimes people think leaders are the loudest ones. You know, as a new guy, I always like to come in and prove myself. I want to come in, do things the right way, show the young guys how to work, you know, how I take myself seriously, how I take this job seriously, and then just go from there. You know, lead by example first, then, you know, when I start knowing everyone, understanding the team, understanding the dynamic, then I can, you know, speak a little bit more. But always come in, you know, leading by example first and earning your stripes, no matter how long you've been in the league.
Well, we're pumped to have you. You also get to come into the Cowboys with your former defensive line coach, Aaron Whitecotton, both of you coming over from the Jets. What can you tell us about him and how he's helped you really have some of the best seasons of your career?
Yeah, no, Coach Whitecotton's been amazing to me. You know, I'm so thankful for him, his family. I'm thankful for the way he's believed in me and he's pushed me. Definitely gotten the best out of me. But, you know, Coach Whitecotton, you know, he's extremely passionate. You know, he loves this game and he loves his D linemen. And he's gonna ride for them no matter what. So, you know, one thing he's gonna do, he's gonna get the best out of every single player on the D line. You know, he's gonna make us play with effort, violence, passion, and he's gonna make us show it every day. And that's one thing about him. He gets the best out of his players, but he's also good at having us understand what we're getting, like what block schemes we're getting, what the team's tendencies are. He's just an overall great coach mentally and physically. And the guys, we're very lucky to have him.
How's he do it? Is he a loud guy, or does he get quiet and give you an inspiring message? How's he go about it?
I would say in the meeting room he's more relaxed. Like, he's just a coach, and sometimes, you know, he's a coach who can relate to players. You know, he's a little younger. He's, you know, under 40, but he's also like can relate to the guys. He's very loud. He's the loudest coach out there, probably screaming the most. And you know, sometimes the players might not like it, but at the end of the day, we understand that it's out of love and, you know, that after every single game, every single season, guys love him, you know, no matter how much he yells, we love him because he cares about us and he wants us to be our best.
Hey, Solomon, I really did enjoy watching your tape when the Jets, and I've said this on our station a couple different times. I thought you were one of the best signings that they've absolutely had here in a while because of the way that you play, though. And you mentioned Coach Whitecott. What did he really unlock from you? It's your pass rush stuff has always been really, really good, but the run stuff, the way that you play run defense, it seemed like you just on film take a lot of pride in the way you play that way.
Definitely. You know, I catch a lot of criticism being an undersized guy without guys even watching my film. You know, scouts around the league would just go ahead and say that I can't play the run because of my size. And yeah. I feel like I've proven that over the last 3 years, especially playing primarily inside at my size and playing a lot of double teams and beating a lot of double teams. But Coach Whitecott, just the way he does takes his drills into practice in the games. It's everyday repetition. It's nonstop details. He's never going to let off. He doesn't have favorites. He coaches everyone the same. But the biggest thing for me that he instilled in me, he believed in me. I hadn't always had that in my career.
Sure.
It started with Kucerich and San Fran my last year. I only had 1 year with him. Then was very extremely lucky to play with Marinelli. But then when I got to Whitecott, just flourished. That belief, that love, that passion he showed me just had me go know that I can go play football and I belong here. And he really got that out of me.
Talking with Cowboys defensive tackle Solomon Thomas here in the G-Bag Nation. What are the early returns on new head coach Brian Schottenheimer?
Man, I'm loving Coach Shoddy right now. You know, he's from the Pete Carroll tree, and, you know, he loves his players and his players love him. Really, really buying into that team bonding right now. He wants the guys to love each other. He wants the guys to play for each other. Because, you know, if you want to win a Super Bowl, which is our goal, it's everyone's goal in that building, you have to love the guys in the room. You have to be able to understand them and fight for them on the good days and the bad. You don't get through losses without having the right guys in the building or the guys having your back. You don't make it into the playoffs playing a long season, 17 games. Plus,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
4 or 5 weeks of camp, plus three preseason games without having guys have your back and understand that culture. So he's getting the culture right, but he's also his theme right now is compete every day, and that's what we're doing. We're getting better. We're working hard. We're understanding each other and loving each other.
Hey, Solomon, is there any pressure coming back home and playing for a team that, you know, in a city where you grew up?
You know, I definitely would have said so earlier in my career, but now going into year 9, knowing how it goes, knowing how to handle myself, understanding the game more mentally than physically at this point in my career, I don't feel the pressure. You know, it's a joy to be home. It's a joy to be in the city. You know, I've seen Cowboys fans and their reaction to the last, you know, 9, 15 years of my life, and I'm excited to make them good ones this year, and it's going to be fun.
It's Solomon Thomas here, obviously Cowboys defensive lineman, also co-founder of The Defensive Line, a nonprofit that champions student-athlete mental health, just partnered with the Jed Foundation, which is a national nonprofit protecting emotional health and preventing suicide for teens and young adults. So congrats on that partnership, Solomon. How long has mental health been a focus for you?
It's been a focus of mine for about 7-8 years now. Unfortunately, I lost my sister to suicide in 2018, and I didn't know much about mental health before that. You know, I was a football player. I was in the locker room where you don't talk about emotions. You don't talk about these things. You know, mental health is a feeling, and you can get over it. That was my mentality, but after I lost my sister, I went through my own mental health battle, and, you know, I learned that mental health is real. You know, it's a disease. It's like any other disease. You know, it's where your brain's not getting the right chemical imbalance, you know, whether you're not blocking enough cortisol or getting enough serotonin, it is real. And I learned the power in therapy, the power in crying, the power in owning your emotions, and just understanding yourself and always learning and being curious about who you are and loving yourself, understanding that it's okay not to be okay. So from that, the last 8 years, I've gone around talking about my story, my sister's story, talking about how, like, I'm in this gladiator sport, and my life may look perfect, but it's not. And, you know, that's okay. And if someone can see me, a professional athlete, can struggle, hopefully they know that it's okay to struggle too, that they can get through whatever they're getting through, and that there's a light on the other side of the dark storm that they're going through.
How much stress and mental health adversity do you think the average NFL player is dealing with, or how prevalent is that around the league?
I don't think there's a player that doesn't experience it. You know, we're very blessed. You know, we make a lot of money. We play in a dream that we've always dreamed of playing in, and I'm not taking that away. But the stress of this league, the performance you're under all the time, the public scrutiny, not knowing if people love you for the right reasons, if people want to be with you for the right reasons nonstop, that is a mental health grind on its own, and it's never ending while you're in this league, while you have that label. So I think guys go through it all the time. And then also on top of that, you can get cut, traded, your career can be snap your fingers, and you don't know what's next. Because in this game, if you don't put everything in the game of football, you won't be in the NFL. So that's the mental stress of it. So I think all the guys go through it, but it's about letting the guys know it's okay to go through it, and it's okay to get help, and it's okay to feel these things, and it's okay to talk about them. Because we're vulnerable when we talk about them, then we all can kind of go through experience that, hey, like, oh, you're going through that, I'm going through it too. And then we feel more human, and then that weight is lifted off our shoulders. But I think every NFL player goes through mental health at some point. It's just about knowing that they have the right support system and that it's okay for them to go through it.
How many pounds of crawfish did you put down the other day?
I was eating with my boy, Tenzel. I played with him with the Jets. He's now a coach in the D-line. And, you know, he's from New Orleans, but he's from Baton Rouge. But I was trying to impress him. So I think he put down around close to 2 pounds. I put down like 1.5.
So you talked
that's
about
work.
That is. I was expecting a little bit more. But when it comes to, you know, playing for one another, who have you been bonded with so far along the defense?
Definitely some guys in the line right now, like Osa, you know, Sam Williams, Peyton Turner. I could really name all the guys right now, but it's been fun to just play with them. Just get to see how they work, their leadership, their styles, how they mess with each other in the locker room. You know, that kind of stuff has been fun. So, we have a good D-lineup already, and I'm excited about it because we're just going to grow, and it's going to be great.
Solomon, is there any action steps regarding the defensive line of the Jed Foundation to pass along to the audience before we let you go?
Just if you go check us out at thedefensiveline.org, we are doing so much good work. My parents have altered their lives to make this their life mission, to make sure that no one else dies by suicide or no one else feels the pain that my family feels. So I would say, you know, go to thedefensiveline.org, check us out on Instagram, on at the defensive line, and just show your support. You know, we're doing great work. We're a small, young nonprofit. We have, you know, I think we have 6 employees max, and, you know, we're doing our best to change the world. So we would love any support, any donations, a follow, a retweet, a like. It all means so much to a small nonprofit. And I'm very thankful for the Jed Foundation for their partnership and their work. You know, they're an unbelievable nonprofit that has shown the way. So that would be great.
Well, God bless you and your family, man. Thanks for sharing. Great to get to know you more, and we'll see you in Oxnard, sir.
Sounds great. Thank you guys so much.
Salute. There he goes. Solomon Thomas here with you, the G-Back Nation, 105.3 The Fan.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.